Well, kind of what I want is just basically I'm going to ask you questions about your family and about just how life was when you were a child and some of the words you might have known don't use anymore, child that aren't necessarily used now. And that's, yeah, so I'll have to get you to say some things, like we're going to play kind of a word game partway through.
What kind?
A word game where I will say something and try and make you say a word, and you'll have to come up with the word.
Come up with something, even if it is wrong.
Oh, it should be interesting.
This is a very interesting assignment. This should be wild.
Okay, first of all, I have to know a little bit of your background first. So, were you born in Genoa?
No, I was born in Santa Quintalas. I lived in Santa Quintalas. 2 years old, imagine. I don't know. Let me move a little.
Oh, yeah, up above the reservoir?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hang on me. Stay on. Okay. Well, okay, what about your education background? Where did you go to school?
I went to Payson High School to the 7th grade. I didn't finish 12th grade, so 11th grade.
Okay. And then your parents, where was your mother born and your father? And
my mother was born in Goshen. My father was born in Santa Quintana.
For education?
Well, I can't tell you that for sure. I think they just went to grade school. I don't think they didn't have any high school.
They have gone to the same, you know, when I was little, I went to Goshen School.
Yeah.
Would they have done the same thing? Would your father, living in Santa Quin, have gone to Goshen? Or did
no.
Santa?
No, they just go. She went to Goshen School and he went to Santa Quin School.
And then, so did you go to Santa Quin School? Well, you lived out here. So did you go to Goshen?
No, we had school here until the fourth grade, fifth grade. No, wait a minute. The eighth grade.
Oh.
I went to Santa Quin to the ninth grade.
Oh, and then to Payson after.
And then to Payson.
Wow, you moved around a lot more than we did.
I started school down here. There's a little schoolhouse down here on the at the bottom of our farm.
Uh-huh.
And that's where I started the school. It was in just a one-room schoolhouse, you know, and it had a stove in the middle, that one of those big, they call them pot belly, I think,
uh-huh,
stove
uh-huh.
in the middle, and just a wood fire. I don't think they had any coal. I can't even remember any coal at that time, but the first kid that got to school would start the fire of a morning in the wintertime, you know, when we needed a fire. They'd start the fire. And we all just did, you know, we just cleaned it. We didn't have a janitor.
You did it yourself.
We didn't get it dirtier after we cleaned it.
Right. That'd probably be a good idea now in this school.
It sure be good now. The way the kids throw things around, I think, is terrible.
Yeah. Okay, did your mother do anything besides just being a mother? Did she have an occupation?
No.
What was your father's occupation?
Farmer. He worked up at the quarry for a while, but he was just a farmer, I guess you'd call him.
Did you record? Did your father record?
If you know how to work it,
I could
don't.
I try it?
Sure.
If I don't get you on this, then I can't write everything down, because we're going to go too fast.
Oh, I see. Well,